Parshas Chukas, you have the inyan of the Tire of Paraduma, which also expresses itself in the realm of Chayk. In other words, this is the quintessential Chayk, the Chukas HaTaira. There are other Chukim, but this is the archetype of Chayk. It's obvious that it's not a mikra that Paraduma, the Torah, serves as the Torah for the carbon, for Tumas Ames, and it's also a Chayk. It's Bal Karchach that something about the Teichin of the Tum and Torah Shaboy is the Parsha of Chayk, belongs to the Parsha of Chayk. So, Rashi here says, he brings her Moshe Darshan, that the what's the inyan of having a paraduma? So it says, Moshe leben shifcha shetinech palten shel melech, omru tova imoy v'tekanea chatzoya, kach tovi pora v'tchap al eigel. So Medrash Tanchuma. So Rashi says, the Moshe Darshan says, that it's something which, it's a kapara for the chet eigel. The Mefarshim, the Sifsei Chachamim, others, they all ask the Kasha, normally we have a klal of Enka Tega Nasa Sanega, that you cannot use Big Day Zohav L'Marshal, you can't use Favreidus L'Fayi L'Fnim, because the Chet Egel was done through Zohav, and that's why you can't use it. Para, you can't use a Karen of a Para, because of Enka Tega Nasa Sanega. So you see that it's something which is not the right thing to use. So just like you can't use the Karen of the Para because Ein Kategor Nasa Sanega, why is it that you can use the, why is it over here, Stove Eim B'Takaneach Halbano? That's the Shaila they ask. There's a different Pshatim, Elder HaPshat, whether it's a kapara, whether it's a stara, also different. But al-kapanim, it's mitzad the inyan shaboy, it's interesting the contrast between bedafka using it or bedafka not using it. There's a medrash over here. It says like this. The mika chochem miyadea peshadova. It says who's a chochem and who understands peshadova. So the chazal that we have is it's going on Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Mefarshim over here bring another piece that's missing from a different chazal. It says Davach Mikachachem Zemoisha, or Miadeh Peshadov Zemoisha Shepirsha Torah Yisrael. That Moshe Rabbeinu is somebody who was the Chacham. He brought to Klal Yisrael the Peshadov. Then it says Chachmas Adam Tori Panov. Amr Bierichanen, Amr Buden Godel Koycha Shal Neviim, She Medamint Muskvura Shal Mailod Tzuras Adam. That Neviim can be Medamint Akadosh Baruch Hu to Tzuras Adam. That means pasuk on it. Then it says, Amr Bshur the Sichne Meshayim Levi, Al Kol Dova VeDova, She Ima Akadosh Baruch Hu LeMoisha, Ima Loi Tumaset Harasei. All the inyanim that we learned in Vayikra that have tum in it, Akadosh Baruch Hu told him the Torah next to it. You have the whole parish of Tuma, which is, it says, talks about Nevela, talks about Sheretz, all the other ones. And right away it says that it should be Tevel, and Amay, and Bar, and so on. So the parish came bundled, the Tuma and the Tahara. Then he asked him, Ki Meshegil Aparshas Emel HaKohanim, Amalei Moshe Rabbeinu, So he asked him, well, what about a Kohen, if he becomes Tumel Nefesh, what should be Tara? Lo Yishiva B'Yisasho. That's more than say anything. Niskarkum upon Shal Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu's face, it was crestfallen. He lost his ziv. Ki Meshigil, Pashas Paraduma, Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, B'Yisasho Shamarati Lecho, Emar Lekahanim. He said, "Bishas Maisa, when you asked me, I didn't tell you. Now I'm telling you." First of all, you see that there's a chilek in parashas in the Torah, between the parashas that Tumos Tarasa was Neme Itoi, Tarasa not Neme Itoi. Doesn't really make a difference to us. Doesn't, I mean, Hilchos Mekvoyis is in one part, Hilchos Itoi is another part, they're close to each other, Simonim, but it doesn't seem, and so it says it is a special, there's something very special about the fact that those had the Tum and the Tara were given together, and here the Tum was given out to Tara. You also see that the whole thrust of the Medrash, it's not just the Melitza. The Medrash here is trying to tell us something about the Ziv and Aras part of a person. That's the whole Akdama of Medrash. That there's Chachamim in their Pesha Dava, and someone was a Chacham Mezeichet Chachamas Adam Tori Panav. Moshe Rabbeinu was Zeichet Chachamas Adam Tori Panav, and he had this Ha'orim Yuchedes of Chachamas Adam Tori Panav. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu had this whole thing going over here, that he wasn't going to tell him the Tara, that's when he was in Skakim Panav. So there's really two parts over here in the Medrash. There's the Parah Dumerika part, which is a Chiddush, or it's teaching up something about a distinction of Parah Duma, whether it's Taros and Emeita or not, and a Moshe Rabbeinu Kedin, something to do with, and that's a Chelik Nich, but it's not an Agavorchik thing. Fakir, that's the whole Akdama of the Medrash is this is we're going to be talking about Ha'aras Panim. And this is Aras Panim, and he lost it, and he regained it again. That we have. Also, Bemis, the Seder of the way the parasha presents itself. So it's Chuk Satoira. It's Dava Misoikla Paraduma, and so on and so forth. Bemis is that it's something which is not. The parasha as a parasha in pshat is missing something. If you have an inya of a carbon to bring, adam mikem ki yakriv, and so on. So the Torah is telling you hilchis oilas and shlamim and so on. That's but the Torah here is telling you hilchis paraduma, and then he's telling you, by the way, you know what you can use paraduma for? You can use it to be metahir. You can use it to be metahir people from Thomas Mace. I'm taking the point of the Chazal and extending the Kasha. You know, it's the Chazal pointing out that the Tuma was given together with the Taira, and here the Tuma was, and here there was no Taira given. In the parish, the way it's presented, there's no. What's the pshat? Here is paraduma, and then you'll tell me. By the way, what's paraduma for? It should say fakert. If somebody wants to be entire from being a mace, this is what you should do. You should bring a paraduma, and the paraduma is made this and this. But when you start the parasha, here's the parasha paraduma. What's paraduma? Why would I want to bring a paraduma? The Seder Dvarim is reversed, and it's very, very strange. As opposed to the other parashas, parasha doesn't start with a mikveh mayim, parasha starts with a nyanah of tumah, and then the parasha says you take care of it with that. Those are the nekudas we wanted to try to be mesamek in a little bit. We understand that tumah and tara. We understand that the parasha of Tumas Mace is Kineged Chet Egel. We understand that it's also Kineged Chet Avodah Merishin, because those go together. The Chet Avodah Merishin brought Misa to the world, and B'meila here you have Misa. Like Chazal say, or Misha Tansakash Baruch Hu, you said that that I have a choice of having of whether I'll live or not, depending on if it's made tzadas. You already prepared a parasha of paraduma, alpayim shana before the world was created. So Misa was brought into the world by Chet Adam Rishon, and therefore it stands to reason that this is going to be shayat at Chet. it is something to do with the Chet HaEgel, because Chet HaEgel also caused Misa. It says that everything was this battle, Misa would have been battle, Vani Amar, Choros would have been Choros and Malach HaMoves, Vani Amarti Elhimatem, Uvnei Elin Kulchem, Ochen Ke Odom to Musa, and Odom's going back to Adam HaRishon. So we had two Sheirish Dike Chatoyim in the Bria. The Sheirish of the Chet in the Bria between the Sheirish Chet in the Bria of Misa, it was in two places. There was a Sheirish in the Chet of Adam HaRishon's eating Chet Zadas, and there's a Sheirish in Chet HaEgel. The Sheirishim for Misa. So this parasha here is being Mesechus of that Chet specifically. Let's understand something. Adam, in the Tzur of Adam itself, Adam is the Tzuras Adam is, and many Balchayim and Tzimachim, that if something happens to it, if a person gets a cut, the body has the ability to mend itself. Part of the independence of a chai, in any sense of the word, is the self-sufficiency. So, Lamashal, a rack that loses a chip off the rack, something broke a chip off the rack, that's it. Unless somebody decides to come and cement something to the rack is going to be smaller. A tzemeach fixes itself, grows back again. Adab, sometimes it's misrabbed the growth. It's certainly about chai and certainly Adam. So in Tzuras Adam, you find a metzias of refuah, where the tikkun lies within the thing itself. There are all sorts of things, even daimim, they call self-mending. The ability to fix something lies in itself. This is a koyach that is very, very similar to koyach ha-bechira, where a person doesn't just have the choice of doing A or B, but it's be'etzim, a person is a bailam on himself, a person makes the decision who he is, what will be. So the ability to be metakin or meharis or metakin both lie in the person. That is mikoyach the bechira of the person, and it's mikoyach the shem balchai of a person. That's the metzias, that a person is shoylet on the world, and shoylet on himself, and b'melo the person can even rework himself. L'toiv l'mutav. That's the koyach of Adam. Whenever Torah is given in an oifin, that the tahara is next to the tumah, that means that the tahara is part and parcel of the same process. Let's use a simple tzir. If a person has directions how to drive someplace, so the person knows how to get back by reversing those directions, it should be flawless. If I got there by making a right turn, I'll make a left turn. If I got there by driving 10 miles north, I come back by driving 10 miles south. It's kibli osa kach poltosi. That's the elementary sense of the bria. Anything that is tachas shulton adam should be reversible, and most processes in the bria are reversible. Occasionally, there are a few things like bracious, that's a shashbiya, and even within the world of bracious, there are things that have to come from the outside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mimayit that, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Adam to use Bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to interject or inject in the Bria anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Bria to keep itself. However, there's, so in anything that falls under the tchum of machla and refua is tachas yidei adam. The Gemara says there was a sefer refua that Chazal were goynis. So some should learn because it wouldn't be batech and shparuchu. Rashi, Rambam says that the sefer refua also told you how to do all the machlas. And memela was sakana because you could cause a machla to somebody, and then till you find it, even if you know what to do, but till you find it, the person could die. So that's why they were goynis it. But the word is the world of refua, virapa yirapa, mekajit and rishus l'orefa l'orapa, means that under the shulton of Adam and Bechira lies k'rach refua. There's one element that's mufka from Adam, and that's the element of chayim. Once there's misa, there's no machayim b'di Adam, and it's over with. Not only is no chayim b'di Adam, but there's not even tefillah for it. It's completely mufka from Adam. When Adam Arishan was choyte, the shirish of the chet was, we spoke many times, v'isen kelekim yodea tovera, that a person can do his avoidus. A person can do avoida so long as he is Dovuk Takarish Baruch Hu, he has Bechira. So there, of the four letters that describe a shaychus between two things, three of them are a dveikus. The ba, the la, and the mem. Ba Hashem, la Hashem, me Hashem. All of them mean there's a point of contact. Me Hashem means it comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I come from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, la Hashem means I'm going to there, ba Hashem means I am Dovah. The fourth one, Kashem, Kelukim, is not Dovuk. In other words, when a person's mindset is that, and it comes with a certain krumasvara, person says, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me tzalim lekim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me doime to him, betachtoinim, so betachtoinim, I'm parallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm like him. Kelukim yodea tovera means there's no nekuda that I need to be yoinik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I understand everything, I know everything, and I can use my das for everything. That becomes a problem of Avodah Zarah, and b'meila the person is menatik is chiyus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like we said, for Chayim itself, we don't have the ability to manufacture our own Chayim. Chayim is something that comes dafka with Yenika from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person who sets himself up alone, and he says, in Tachtoinim, I stand myself. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the Shulton of Bechira, and Yedea Toivara is the Shulton of Bechira, the Toivara is the Bechira, the Yodea means I have the Shulton of I'm the one who knows it, I'm the one who understands it, it's my das, that's Kaveya, and therefore I become the Bailam on it. That was the Chet of Adam Arishan B'Shoshay, that instead of saying we become like, if a son says, I'm like my father because I got from my father his genes, and I'm like my Rebbe because I'm learning from my Rebbe, then it's a compliment that he's like his Rebbe and like his father. If a person says, I don't need my Rebbe, I don't need my father because I'm just like them, that's where it became a chetim tzefanituk. Adam, the Shoresh HaRishon's chet was that he was menatik himself, and he wanted to implement the good things. He wanted to make the world a mokim that's Kai, that Eloiki, it's a makom that's divine. But because I have the ability to do it, I can set the standard and do it like that. That created mis in the world. Because there was a pa'ula being misnatik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no atem v'advekim ba'ashem al-keichem. there was no kimashem oisadava, none of that. B'meila, there was instant misa. By the cheta eagle, it's very interesting. There's a loss in the medrash in the beginning of Bamidbar Rabba, in Perek Vav, the medrash. It says, what was Goyrim, the b'chayris, to lose their covet? The schichus das, that says, v'yasas ha'egel, that they made the eagle. The schichus das, I think it says, agvoas alev, agvoas liphem, agvoas alev, your gaiva. What does it mean, the gaiva? I mean, avarizor, where's the gaiva? I didn't see the gaiva over there. The answer is, the oimek of the cheta eagle was, not that they worshipped Avodah Zarah. They said, Eloi Hecho Yisrael, they created the God. In other words, they weren't coming Kneged Yudke Vavke, but Dan Hoge and the Bria were as good. The Knech in the Avodah Zarah of the cheta eagle was that they made it. It's just like if a person were to sit down and say, my goal in life is to be a good person. Not only a good person, a moral person. Totally. A tzadik gamur. More so, I would like to define what a tzadik gamur is. With a kalbo chayma, madach, if you do good, then you're a tzadik gamur. Certainly, if you're the one who creates the good, you're mamash like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the problem of the B'chayr, of the B'chayrus. That was the inyan of the Gava slave in the Cheta Eagle. And so when Klaiusol got Torah, it came along with the potentially downside that a person could think that he would make his own, he could shaf, he could create Tevin Ra, and that was Vani Amatel Himatem of the Elyon Kulchem. I thought that you would already become Bnei Elyon, that you'd become a Darg of Elohim. Ochen Kodom Temusu, the Adam is going back to the Marishan. The Misa was Nigza once again because of the repeat, in a sense, of the Chet of the Marishan. That's the Sheirish of that type of Chet in the Bria and in Klal Yisrael. The Rambam says that Tahara is, the Rambam says, even though it's all Chukim and so on, the Rambam says there's a mashal to Mehadas, that just like a person when he immerses himself in Das, just like a person immerses himself in a mikveh, the mashal goes, a person becomes completely Tohar, so too a person immerses himself in the Mehadas, personal is Torah, it's Menachem from all the Machsheves, Oin, and so on and so forth. In other words, the yesod of every chet is that Adam wasn't active enough. The Adam chet el kizem ruach shtus. Where was my chachma? Where was my seichel? Where was my das? Wasn't functioning. So making myself more a bandas, exercising a stronger bechira, gives me the ability to be oimed on das. The avoda of chet and tshuva is to be oimed, is to bring more das and more bechira, a greater use of the koach bechira for toiv. But there's one chet that wouldn't work for, and the Rama's mashal doesn't work for. The Rama's mashal of das is total immersion. That's a mikveh. A Mayan doesn't need total immersion, but a Mayan, it might need immersion. It doesn't need a shir. The person, you know, it's similar to it. But what do I do? But Para Aduma is very different. Because Para Aduma, the Tara comes from an outside source. It's not because I immersed myself in a mikveh. The Rambam says in Halacha, he says, you need to have das when you're being tevil, because that's the etzem pula of the tevila. That's the mitzvah. But when the chet was because I was overconfident, because I said that I know, and I can set right and wrong, And amd and bechira is the ultimate koyach in the bria, then that's not going to be a tara for it. So the tara must come from the outside, and that's the pshat in Chazal, that all tuma and tara were given together, and this was not given together. What's the pshat? The pshat is every tumah and taira is a reversal of the process. If I put together these screws this way, then if I unscrew them the exact opposite way, it's undone, and vice versa. If I take apart something by doing A, B, and C, so I do C, B, and A, and I get back to where I started from. So all tumah and taira is a lack of das created the chet. So we'll have a surfeit of das that will give you back. Will be metairit. So the tara and the tuma are two sides of the same coin, and it's a question of just flipping the coin around. Tumas meis does not have that. Tumas meis is gone, and we find that it's interesting. It's one of the things that the Balei Teva are derish and chayke. There are some processes in the bria that are reversible, and that's logical. And there's some processes not reversible. And why it is like that some things can reverse, some things not, it's an akuda of hamaka for the Chochmah Teva, and it reflects this inyan over here. Once something passes the threshold of Misa, there's no returning back. And there's nothing you can do that could turn it back, because it's gone. The only thing that Keshayach is the same person, the same mucker that gave it its rachis of kiyum will give it its kiyum again, and that's why the tara of para aduma of misa comes dafke from the outside. V'zerakti aleichem mayim toyrim. You can't be toivel yourself. Somebody has to be zerik on you. It's not para aduma is not part and parcel of the inyan of tumas meis. Tumas meis is final. That's it. There's nothing that's metayer tumas meis. There's a pasha para aduma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a nuchias izerik mayim toirim. It's like Moshe Madavadayim, a safe of refuah has in itself how the disease comes and how you have the refuah, because they flip side of the same coin. A safer of killing and a safer of being mechayim mesim. If somebody could be mechayim mesim through a shame or whatever it is, it's not the flip side of misa. It's not an undoing of the misa. It's a new chias. So it's a new parsha. That's the pshat in the choik aspect of it. Anything that's given to das adam, to bechira, to tchum adam, must be mishpat. Because if I'm the balabayas on it, then not only am I the balabayas to do or not to do, I'm the balabayas to understand it or not to understand it. It's something where, like, if it's biyodo, you have an emunas in it because it's biyodo. The person, anything that was nimsali de odom, so to some degree, there's an inyan of the person being shaylit on it. Something that is behedya mufka from tchum adam, and its whole mohus is that it's not adam, that is something that's a chayk. Because if I could be shaylet lefachs with seichel, it's still my tchum. Seichel doesn't understand how a tomatic a person can be metayer, a person who's terribly tummy. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense that it should be. It's mufka, it's so outside of me that there's no tfisa for seichel and das in it. That's the sheresh of para aduma. So the choyk sheboy and the toichon sheboy are hainu hach. The choyk sheboy is the tyre sheboy is that something outside of me has to reinfuse me. It has to be nicker that it's not me. It has to be nicker that it's coming from the outside. That's the tahara of me, and that is choik in olam haseichel. The ha'oras panim that a person has from chochma is because the person's chiyus increases as his chachma increases. Chachmas adam toyer panav means it's vachachma techayas baleo. The chachma is something which infuses me with it pumps up my chiyus, and b'meila when the person is misamek in chachma, the person gets shine. And that's the Tosefos, the level of Tosefos chiyus a person can create himself. The Moshe Rabbeinu came to this parsha. So Adrabe, the Chazal are telling us, Moshe Rabbeinu came to this parsha of Parah Aduma, and he said, one sec in that part, we came to Mace by in Emor in Parsha Mizon, there's no return. There's no tara to this one. So Niskar Kama Panav is, that's when he entered the realm of Adam that cannot be Mechaya itself. There's no Chachma to be Mechaya Baleha. There's no solution for it. That's what Chazal were madgish within the Niskar Kama Panav. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to this parsha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a new parsha. But it's a new parsha. It's not the end of the other parsha. It's not the sequel even of the parsha of Emor. It's a new parsha called Parah Aduma. And that was the Neskak Mepanav, and then he gave this parsha. We asked about Ein Katega Nasa Sanega. The few ways in which the Kanesha Teretz, but it's the same Mahalak. The Hadgasha here in Chazal is Tavoy Aim v'tekaneach tsoyas bito. In other words, the Chet was Egel. So what we're doing is we're going back to the Sheirish of Para. The Zov is the same Zov. Even by Rosh Hashanah, the Keren is the same Keren. It's something which is not nicker. In the Karen, there's no hecker between Egel and Pura. It's so the Minas Kaveh. Over here, there's a hecker in the fact that it has to be a Pura. And Bemela Adarav, what with the herring is not that the Katega becomes a Sanega, but that there's something else, the Sherish and the mocker of it is something which is going to give back the reconnected. You can also, if you want to say another way of understanding it is that over here it's the Eifa Paradafka. In other words, the Hispatlus of the Para. But in either way, what Chazal is saying is there was no Mineu Bey over here that's creating the Tara. The Tara has to come from Bachutz. In the pasuk, in Hazinu, it says, "Ani omis v'achya, I'll kill and give life. Mochatzti ve'erpa, I crushed and I'll heal." In other words, there's two mahalchim of kilkel and tikkun and debria. One is misa and chayim, and one is mak and refuah. From the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bailim on Misa and Chayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bailim on Refuah and Makkah. Because Refuah and Makkah, we think that it's our children. And we see from Amos V'Achia, we deher that it's come from outside. It's this Inyan over here is an Inyan that's, in a certain sense, perhaps the most shayrishtik inyan, because in the stira of Yediyah and Bechira, when we think of the stira of Yediyah and Bechira, we don't it's a philosophical stira on one level, and seder. So it's a stira. So you do know, you don't know. You say svaris, you say this, say that. Fine, but really Yediyah and Bechira are something that mitzad koyches adam, mitzad avoidas adam, there's a tremendous struggle. Is the message that I'm supposed to roll up my sleeves and do it myself, and leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of it? You made the mess, clean up. Or is a person supposed to be totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And does it lie in tefillah or in ma'isa? And those are very, very difficult in terms of how much oomph the person gives to his sense of I can do, to how much emphasis does he give to me'onu, me'chayenu, me'tzidkeinu, and so on. It's they're mutually exclusive koichas nefesh. Very, very hard very hard to be oichas b'shnei aktzavos. They are mutually exclusive. The person who's soymach bitachon tends to be a person who's inactive more. The person who's active tends to not be soymach bitachon, no matter what you say with your lips. But that's a metzias. The Torah is telling you that there are two dargis. There are two types of averis, and like what we say, they're not too different. In each avera, in each pa'ula, in each problem, a person has shoshim of both. That's the way we are. We're very complex, and we have different feeds to the different things that we do wrong and right. There's the chelik where the problem is in the lack of das. A person and the person's problem is that he was not on top of himself, and that's the world of tuma, that all of the yana tuma that we used to, and that's the tikkun for that lies in being mar bedas, and we should do it. Bedafka, if a person is laying on the beach and a gal falls on top of him, we saw the Rambam that it's not good. That dafkin requires das. A person needs to learn. A person needs to work harder at understanding, because the mehadas is what gives the person the tikkun. And then there's a chelik of avera that a person is shroshim, and especially by a higher person and a deeper person, of ki'ilu, the person's chet lies in the fact that he left HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of his life, that he equated his mahalchim, the v'isim keloikim, instead of be'eloikim. He chose to equate himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meili did something he shouldn't do. That's a much deeper sheirish. And the tikkun to that lies dafka in the hefech, understanding that he needs to get something from outside. When a person does something, let's take something, a thing which is more shaykh to us. A person decides to do something or not to do something. And then he asks, and what he's told is not like what he thinks. Or a person doesn't ask when he should have asked. We're talking about a pa'ula that the issue is not doing it. The issue is, should I do it? Should I not do it? How should I do it? What should I do? And then the person, and again, it's very complex. Sometimes it's because I'm so eager that I want to do this or I don't want to do it. There the problem lay in the fact that the person took over where he shouldn't have taken over. And on that chelik, I'd rather, what the person needs to do, the tikkun for that is understanding that within that parsha, there's no tikkun, because he doesn't have the ability to do it anymore. That's an iskar component of Shlomo Isha, that there's no, in this parsha, there's no parsha of Tyrus. And in the Seder HaTvarim is exact. By nevela, mikveh is meaningless until he hasn't touched nevela. When you touch a nevela, there's a parasha mikveh. If there'd be no nevelas in the world, no shots, there'd be no mikveh. Masha'in came over here. Paraduma is a parasha paraduma. And over the, in paraduma is a parasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out and he's zayrik on us. It's not novea from the chet, from misa. Misa is its own bria, and it's finished. Misa is a kilkel that has mitzat atzma, no tikkun. The tikkun of Tchias HaMeisim is a whole tikkun that lies completely outside of the world. It's something that understanding the two strata of Averis, understanding the two strata of tikkunim, understanding how each tikkun works differently, is a yisoid in understanding different types of chatoim. The parasha of mikveh is a parasha of tikkun, of where a person, where even though it says ani machatzti ve'erpa, but it falls, once a makis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it falls under Trumadam. But the parasha of Zrika comes down from outside. That's what the pasuk, and the Zrika is really a chiddush. It's something where not minei obey, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a new Torah. That's the pasuk. V'zrakta leichem mayim tohoirim utarta mikol tumoseichem umikol gululeichem atar eschem v'nasati lechem leiv chadosh v'ruach chadosha etim v'kirbechem. The koyach of zrika is not that it fixes up the old things, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu infuses a ruach chadosh, a leiv chadosh in Klal Yisrael. Shams.